Hey, quick message before we get to the episode. Today is the grand finale of the Win Superfans training series, and we'll be releasing it live at 10 a.m. Pacific. It's not too late to join us. Just click the link in the show notes or go to winsuperfans.com to join us live today. Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
This morning, I'm going to tell you how to win any argument. You see, in school, I was the guy that had to work extra hard, much harder than the smart kids in order to get the same good grades. I'd toil for days studying for a test, and the kid next to me would put in 10 minutes and get the same A. It used to really tick me off. But one thing that came natural to me was debate. I think it probably came from being raised by Sergeant Gunnery Hartman, if you remember the character from Full Metal Jacket. In our household, it was bite or be bitten. Instead of Candyland, Tiddlywinks, or Chutes and Ladders, our family liked to verbally joust. It was a constant bare-knuckle brawl of wit, cut-ups, snark, sarcasm, and put-downs. Whoever could strip down and demoralize the other was the victor. The constant attacks on your pride and self-esteem were meant to test you, to toughen you, and to help you become more confident and sure-footed. If you were in the line of fire, it was because we cared. It was how we showed affection and respect. I'm not saying that this is a good thing. It was just our thing. Boot camp trained and battle hardened, I went into the world looking for arguments to win. And in my 20s, I was winning. At least so I thought. As humorist Dave Barry put it, he said, quote, "I argue very well. Ask any of my remaining friends. I can win an argument on any topic against any opponent. People know this, and they steer clear of me at parties, often as a sign of their great respect. They don't even invite me," end quote. It took me a decade to fully learn that other people didn't find sarcasm and put-downs as affection, respect, and fun. But hey, how did I know? So in my 30s, instead of attacking people personally, I turned my sights to attacking people's beliefs and their opinions. Oh yeah, I'd love to argue on almost any topic. The more dangerous and emotionally charged the topic, the better and more fun for me. Putting sex, religion, and politics right at the top of the list, I'd often argue the other side of the argument, no matter what position they held, often just to expose the lunacy of their irrational thinking. Then, while gathering research and meeting with the world's top psychologists for a big study on the belief system of success that I was working on for Success Magazine, these findings of which I delivered at a big industry keynote, I finally learned that people's beliefs are a product of their unconscious conditioning, not a product of their rational mind or their intellectual capacity. Once a belief system is installed, usually before they are even conscious enough to judge, filter, or evaluate it for themselves, they'll just walk through life only seeing the world through the prism of that belief, thus only being able to see, hear, and agree with only that which supports and reinforces their existing belief. You know it, of course, as confirmation bias. And we all have it. It is quite fascinating, actually, because beliefs are completely separate from intellect. It is why you see some really smart people intellectually, based on the letters after their name, who have some of the most insane and crazy beliefs. Just in the United States, more than 102 million people believe in ghosts. 52 million believe in the Illuminati. 46 million believe in Bigfoot, that it exists. And 22.3 million believe in numerology, palm and psychic readings, seances, and the efficacy of crystal healing. 18% of Americans believe the Earth is the center of the universe, and 25% think the sun rotates around the Earth. That's one out of four people driving next to you on the freeway. And my favorite one, 8.7 million people in the United States believe that the Earth is flat. And now, apparently, one-third of millennials now agree that the Earth is flat. And that's just the beginning of what people believe. We haven't even entered into sex, religion, or the freaking politics. Here's one for your notes. You cannot change the believing mind with intellectual arguments. People cannot and will not actually hear it. And by attacking or debating someone's beliefs, you A, aren't going to change their mind anyway, which is under complete control and direction of their beliefs. And B, it's only gonna piss them off and drive a wedge between you anyway. It's lose-lose. And that is not winning, and that's not any fun. It wasn't until my 40s that I finally figured out how to win any argument with anyone in any environment, and I'm ready to pass along this hard-earned wisdom to you. Are you ready? Here it is. Don't begin one. Don't even bother. Let people believe what they're gonna believe. Whenever I hear a crazy belief, crazy to me, of course, I simply say, that's what you believe, huh? Fascinating. Now at 50, I'm batting 1,000. I'm winning every argument by never entering into one. Please understand, in business, you do need to attack and debate strategic ideas and plans and proposals. But wisdom is knowing the difference between the person, their deeply held beliefs, which is their identity, and day-to-day functional ideas. So dear daily friends, be victorious all day long by not entering any battles.